This poem is called Lounge Fantasy. My history with bars started at a very early age. My dad and mom were divorced, and so the only time I saw my dad was every weekend. And he would have to work a lot of weekends, and so he would take me to work with him. And he worked fixing jukeboxes and pinball machines and pool tables in bars and luncheonettes. And so I was in a large number of bars from an early age. This was in Newark, New Jersey, and the bars could be kind of tough, kind of rough. So I always stayed away from them after that. But then I started going to go-go bars. I liked the idea, the fantasy of sitting in the dark and sipping some wine and watching a nearly naked woman dance for me. It was intriguing. And then I even wrote an article about daytime go-go called Between 12 and 6. And this was a poem that came out of that period. Lounge fantasy. Work on how you move your eyes up and down and stare at nothing. Judge the smirk of a face by the instinct of what is safe. Pace the alcohol and the grinds with the break time white lines. Watch the arms of the clock, the placement of the little cloth knot. The men are fat like lard. Dancing goes in and out. It's never bright or dark enough. What's loud is loud. Enough is too much. Learn to make a buck by what you put out to be touched. Earning with smiles and struts that can be given to anyone, anytime. The open mouth is soft, wet, and shallow. Heads turn toward the light. The magic don't come from outside. Kathy treats your eyes like a camera. She bends over with a little hiss. Her teeth are pointed. Her eyes quickly shift. You are the bars that pay to cage her in. She lifts a polka dot short skirt like she's scared and wants to scream. Now she's down on all fours, inviting you to be mean with her. Her tension can rip you to shreds. She lunges forward with a toss of her head. Smiles over her shoulder when she reaches for a drink. She leaves a path across her belly with the ice from her glass. Stroking her hair, squeezing her lips, then stamping her heel like a petulant bitch. If she wants to have you, she wouldn't smile, and you'd have to be crazy and full of guile to know the only way for it to happen is fast. She knows why her relationships don't ever last. Smoothing over, she searches the bar for a place to sit, finds her spot by the curly-headed kid who buys her a drink and asks her who she's here with. Smiling at Barbara will help to make things right. She does everything slowly so that you can look as long as you like. Somebody says, "Marry me." Wiggling, she strokes his dollar and answers, "What will we do with your wife?" The laughter is low, like the crunching of gravel. She squeezes her nipples and points them to her lips. She puts out a towel and goes down on her back, holding her ankles and humping the air. Her eyes are closed when she sits up, opens her mouth, and spreads her legs, rocking there quietly like she'd wait all day. At a table off the bar to the back, the owner always has a phone in his hand. The bartender whispers, though no one is around. Barbara says she'll do Louie. The owner smirks and nods. Barbara sees her message delivered and thinks, for $100, she can work one. Coming here is what it is. Fantasy consumers. Some hit too hard. Some totally missed. We're all just beauties that don't know what beauty is, Kathy says. You guys get hard, then you squirt. You're all just pumps that take a lot of work.